Good morning, Christ the Day listeners. You have joined us again for another week. We are so grateful that you're tuning in to KKXX Radio, 930 AM, 104.5 FM. This is Tori Tip. Curtis Smith is back up at the Springs this week and unable to be here, so he asked me to take over, and I am so honored to do that for you, Curtis. Today, we've got a wonderful guest and his wonderful wife, Brian and Savina Knapp, that are joining us, and we're going to hear a little more from them here in just a little bit. I want to remind you of what's coming up this next Friday, November the 6th at 6 p.m. The Chico Rescue Mission is having a dinner, and they're holding that at the Pleasant Valley Baptist Church. And you'll please call the mission, Chico Rescue Mission, at 530-343-1935 for tickets. You'll want to be a part of what they're doing and supporting the Chico Rescue Mission. Brian and Savina, thank you for joining us this morning. We've got to know each other here over the last few minutes this morning, and you've got some exciting things. So I know that while you were talking, I was just feeling that the Lord is going to really be moving today. It's going to be an exciting show. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you, Corey.
You bet. So tell me now, in fact, Savina, when we got started, we were talking about how you guys got started. You've been driving all over the United States,
yes.
Long-haul trucking.
Yes.
And how did this happen? I want to hear your story, because it was really neat on how you guys got even started riding together across the USA.
Well, we were visiting family, and all of a sudden, the neighbor, we see him jetting across, running, knocking on the door, and burst in and says, "Brian, I've got the perfect job for you." And Brian goes, "Well, what is it?" And he goes, "You need to be a truck driver." And then his mother was visiting, and she said, "I will pay for your training if you'll go." And so within 2 weeks, Brian was on his way to becoming a truck driver.
So you were newlyweds.
We were newlyweds. So I was a little not happy about the idea of being a truck driver's wife and staying home.
You didn't sign up for that.
No, and we never talked about how exciting it would be to be a truck driver. So it was quite a shock.
Well, wonderful. So what did you think at that point, Brian?
I was excited and thinking, well, hey, we're going to travel the United States of America.
Yeah, get to see everything.
I didn't know it at the time, but... And also, the CB radio on channel 17 is a very powerful tool to spread the word of the Lord, and so that's what we did. And there was some really, really good positive times, and there was some other times when I thought we had to duck and hide, but we always had people backing us up. It seemed like no matter where we went, you know, it could be on the East Coast, the northern part of the United States of America. It didn't matter where we were. It always seems like we had people come to our aid when we really needed it. And so, then people just chimed in and said, "Hey, leave that brother alone. You need to go to another." They'd always tell the person in darkness, "You need to go to a different channel." And then the Christians would take over. It was really cool. Huh. Really cool.
So you were born again believers at this time.
Yes.
And so the Lord opened the door for you.
Yes.
To be long haul truckers, go all over the United States. Mm-hmm. Tell us some of those wonderful stories about what the Lord did for you on those trips.
Oh my gosh. Where do we start? I mean, number one, a lot of miracles did take place. When you become a professional driver, and then especially what we felt we were definitely anointed by Christ, because people don't realize when you're on the road 24/7, how many accidents and wrecks occur all across the United States of America. And we literally had an angel watching over us, because I literally must have been in at least 15 accidents where I was in the center of them. And all the cars and wrecked cars spun around me and went around me and hit the walls and went in front of me and crashed. And I kept right on going at a safe speed. Literally, how bad, people don't realize it, especially people in four-wheel drives in the snow, that they think that they're safe because they have a four-wheel drive.
Right.
That is the hugest misconception ever. Speed, even if you have a four-wheel drive, speed is the killer in bad weather conditions. And a lot of people don't realize that. But, you know, overall, the blessings that took place on the road and the safety and all. Literally, the last day I drove for this tanker company, and I didn't like their truck. So eventually I told them I'm going. And it was my last day, and I was down near San Luis Obispo, and I was driving up to Chico. And this car drove by me at 104 miles an hour. Or it must have been 104 to 110. I thought he was going to rear end me. And this is literally my last day. I mean, I could be here for hours telling you about wrecks. But he came by me. He almost hit the rear end of my truck, and I thought, oh, it's over. I was going 65. And he swerved at the last second, came by me. His van was up on two wheels on the left side and the back side of my truck. And then he swerved back over like he was going to roll right underneath my tanker. And then he came back up on two wheels on the right side of his truck, going by me at about 95 miles an hour.
Wow. And screaming.
Yeah, and I thought, this is it. my luck has got to have run out, even though, you know, I was thinking in my mind. But afterwards, I thought, no, it had to be God. I mean, so many times I called on God, and right in the middle of an accident, I'd call on his name, and literally the cars would separate. And at one time, it was a head-on with the family coming right at me. And I thought, oh, my God, there's going to be body parts all over the place. And it was a bad storm. And he lost control, was headed right for my semi, and I was going about 60. You know, but I had weight. I had weight in my truck. And so he was headed right for me, and I could literally see the faces of the family in front of me heading right towards me. So I called on God's name. I said, God, no! Like that, no! This can't happen. And right as I said that, the truck regained control and missed my front bumper by about 10 inches and got by me. And I thought, oh, that was, I didn't want to see body parts all over the road. That would have been bad.
No.
You know, so that's just, I mean, I can go on and on and on forever about this stuff, but we only have a short period of time to
do an amazing story like that. Myself, I was in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I had graduated there from Bible school, and I was on 91st Street, just off of 169. And it was snowing and it was icy, and I was going along, and I all of a sudden I realized I cannot stop, and there is a car in front of me, and the only thing I could do is try to go around him. So I went around him, got in the other lane, and all of a sudden, oh my goodness, there's another car coming right at me head on. Just like you said, I could see their faces, and then I was able to swerve back over into my lane, and then there was another car right in front of me, and I knew there's no way I could stop. And so I put on the gas actually and went around him, and there was another car coming right at me head on, and I was able to go back over into my lane. And the whole time I said, this happened so fast, but I just kept saying, Jesus, 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 Jesus. And I could literally feel like a hand or something on my car just guiding me away from harm. And it was an amazing story. When you told that, that's why I was getting flashbacks.
Yeah, it's cool when God intervenes. When you call on his name, it's very, very awesome when he intercedes and pulls you out of a real dire situation. It's very neat.
Calling upon the name of the Lord.
That's right.
Well, I remember many times we had the 11 Westerns, which means we leave California, we go up to Oregon, over to through Montana, down to Colorado, and then you know eventually go down to Arizona, and we make the loop. But when we were driving through Montana during the wintertime, I mean, at the end of the day, I would just be saying, thank you, Lord, because I don't know how my husband was able to drive through the snow. I mean, the snow gets pretty bad, and we did truck driving for 7 years, so he had to do a lot of winter driving through the snow on a deadline. You got to be there on time, and I'm thankful. It's the Lord got us through all that.
How many years have you been over the road? You're still doing it, or have you retired? Or?
Well, because of some health issues, I'm not able to do it any longer. But I truly loved it and stuff. And
how many years?
I wouldn't say overall, probably about 5 years over the road, around 5 years, and then around 2 to 3 years, I drove locally.
Locally,
and then I became an owner operator too. I had my own truck. For a while.
There you go.
You know, until fuel was about $5 a gallon. It was only because of the stock market. People, you know, in the stock market driving the price of fuel up. Nobody had a reason to why. It just that the fuel was $5 a gallon times 110 gallons per each tank times $5. I mean, figure it out. You better have $1,000 in your wallet for one fill up. So it was really pretty bad at that time. Yeah.
Well, one of the things that I wanted to, you know, share with the audience is that, you know, one of the miracles is and I want my husband, you know, it's his miracle, but I was there to witness it. But we were first company drivers, which is okay, but it's better if you're an owner-operator. But you have to do it wisely because you don't want to become an owner-operator and then you barely can pay your bills every month. And so the Lord provided a miracle where we could actually own our truck. And so I'll let Brian kind of share a little bit more about that.
There were so many miracles that took place. It's hard to actually know where you're going to start and know where you're going to end. But that was a miracle in itself. There was so many miracles. Like the day I bought my truck, I gave an offer. And then they were going to fly me back from California to Colorado, Commerce, I believe, Colorado. But I had prayed. When I went back up there again a second time, I just wanted to reconfirm that I was going to do this and put it in writing. And literally 2 weeks after they financed the truck, they shut everybody down on the financing because of the high fuel. So I had a 2 week window before they shut everybody down where you had to be an owner operator for 10 years, had 1 to 2 trucks, have already paid your first and second truck completely off, and then they would consider giving you a loan. So I only had a 2 week window before they shut everybody else down. So we got the truck and, it was a Freightliner Century class and it was a beautiful truck. And Savina and I were able to drive in comfort, you know, for
praise
at least 2 more years. It was great. It was like being in a house on wheels.
Wow.
So it was pretty awesome the last 2 years. But unfortunately, you know, for some reason, the Lord, he wanted to take that driving stuff away from me because of my health. And the day that I went up there to finalize the deal, It was in the wintertime, and it was, you know, in Colorado, the weather is pretty precarious.
Sure, you never know.
It was really bad. It was icy, snowy. And I got in my truck, and I prayed. And I go, okay, Lord, you know, I'm gonna do this test between you and me as far as whether I should own this truck or not. You know, so I said, when I told him, Lord, if I wake up in the morning and the sun is shining, that'll be an indication to me that... And I know this is sometimes I don't even believe myself things are happening, but I did ask the Lord that it was a dead winter time in Colorado, and I asked him if the sun's shining in the morning, that'll be an indication to go for it. So is right when I start waking up in my bunk, I see this light coming through the visor, just barely, because you keep all your visors closed. You want it dark when you're sleeping through the night because you just get better sleep. And as a truck driver, 3 to 4 hours of good sleep is a good thing.
Yeah, sleep's important.
That's all. A lot of times that's all you got was like 6 hours of sleep because you're going driving 15, 16 hours a day, and then you're up before you even do your – a lot of times through Swift they had a GPS system, Qualcomm computer system, and they tracked your every movement through a GPS. So you didn't want to fudge on your a federal logbook because if you got in an accident and an attorney – checked out your GPS coordinates not aligning with your logbook, you were in a lot of trouble, even if the accident wasn't your fault. So you had to be really careful. But they couldn't track whether you were actually in the sleeper or around the sleeper or anything. So everybody kind of cheated a little bit back then. They got up a half hour early, went in, you got your shower, you had breakfast, and then by the time you got back to your truck, okay, you had your Qualcomm, your logbook and everything in your lap, and you're watching every little thing. You're watching it down to the second. Okay, so you're getting your logbook lined up with your GPS. Okay, and as soon as it hit, like on that 7 minutes, 30 seconds, you were logged on your logbook because you had to be in that 7.5 minute split on 15 minutes. So otherwise, you got yourself in trouble. So you waited till that, you waited till 7:31, 7:32, and then you boom, that logbook, you're on, and you're putting it in gear and you're going because you know you only have so much time in that day to get to point B. So, anyways, it's just there's just so much stuff. And then that morning the sun was coming through and the sun was shining, so I had went for it to buy the truck. So
I remember too that Brian had told me about that, you know, afterwards, you know, that he felt that, you know, we would get this truck. And while we were looking, there was two trucks to get. Brian, you know, said to the guy, you know, my wife comes with me all the time, and so I would like for her to have a driver's seat, you know, not to have the passenger seat because there's no spring. And also, I noticed that the tires on this truck, because we bought a used truck, not a new one, and that I want to swap the tires. And the Lord just blessed us. I mean, I got a great seat. We got a better tires, and we got a truck that we could afford. I mean, within 2.5 years, we had it paid off.
Praise
the
Lord.
The Lord just blessed us, and we had a short-term debt, and God just blessed Brian and I so much.
Well, praise the Lord. We're up against a break. You're listening to Brian and Savina Knapp and their over-the-road trucking stories and all of the things that the Lord has done for them and how their faith has persevered. And we'll be right back after these messages.
I'm sure you're looking for the best loan to fit your situation. My team and I at Summit Funding are your local home loan experts. Want to purchase your first home? I will guide you through the step-by-step process that is easy to understand. Give me a call at 530-924-4432. Want to upgrade or downsize your home? Have you already purchased your dream home? Would you like to reduce payments or use the equity to remodel or invest? Call me at Summit Funding at 530-924-4432. Call me, Bodie Shepherd. I have 15 years experience here in the North State, serving Chico, Paradise, and surrounding communities. Summit Funding is located at 300 Salem Street in downtown Chico. Bodie Shepherd, NMLS ID number 214845, branch NMLS ID number 845308. Summit Funding Incorporated, NMLS ID number 3199, an approved equal housing lender.
Welcome back, listeners. You're listening to Christ Today on KKXX Radio 104.5 FM 930 AM. We have special guests on today in Savina and Brian Knapp, telling about their long-haul trucking experiences across this beautiful United States of America. And I bet you guys probably had a lot of time, with all that window time, you probably had a lot of time in prayer and got to know the Lord pretty well. Did you guys get to spend some time maybe reading the Word or doing some Bible studies as you went as well?
Oh, yeah. Again, you know, as I look back, and I'm sure Savina will concur on this, but
yes,
there were so many times that so many different things happened because you know, as a truck driver, you may be in the Midwest or Mideast, or you may be on the East Coast, so you know some of the areas you've been in maybe 4 or 5 times. Sometimes you've only been there once, or twice, or possibly even once in a different area. So it's like you're a foreigner, even though it's the United States of America. You feel like you're a foreigner in a different country because you've never been there before,
right?
You know, and at that time they were just coming out with TomTom GPSs. So back then, when I was driving a truck, it was 80% of the time even though you had an onboard computer, the directions would be wrong. So you would have to use truck driver instincts after a while to
rerouting.
Yeah, you would actually stick your head out the window and get your eyeballs into 360 and think, no, it's not. We don't take a left here. We go right. If we take a left, we'll be going through some community setting, you know, where the kids are playing out in the street. We don't want to go that way.
Yeah.
You know, so it was just, and after a while, it got to be where I would call, you know, ahead of time, you know, on the cell phone the day before I would call and reconfirm the directions. But a lot of times, the people you were talking to didn't know either where they were going or how to get there. So the people you're talking to on the phone would give you wrong directions on top of the computer directions. It was all wrong. So you don't want to be, especially when you get to the East Coast, you do not want to be down a road where you have to travel 60 miles down the road just to find a place to turn around. You do not want to be in that situation of wasting time.
Speaking of your call and being called, you know, what you've done here is you've had a ministry over the road of the divine appointments that the Lord has scheduled with you throughout the many different states that you traveled through. And what would you say, Brian and Savina, is the main reason for your faith?
Let me see. Savina and I had met through a Bible study dinner. It was a dinner Bible study thing, and that's how we met. And Savina was praying for her husband, and at the time, I wasn't real eager, but I was kind of looking myself for a Christian lady, and the Lord just put us together. And then, you know, before he knew it, is like 1, 2, 3, here we are in this truck going cross country. And all the miracles that took place that happened there, and then being in, if you're not familiar with an area in a 73-foot long semi-truck, in the back road countries of the United States of America, it gets kind of intimidating a little bit because you don't know if you're going to be crossing a bridge that's not going to hold your load, the truck load. You're going to fall down some ravine, and boom, you're dead the second later. So you always have to be on top of studying your McNally Rand map book. So you want to know that the height clearances are good, that you can be on that road safely so you're not going to fall off some bridge somewhere and you've vanished out in Nowheresville. for the most part, a lot of miracles had happened with Savina too as well. And one of our big faith builders with being close to the Lord was that we would go to church in all these different churches across America. And we literally, it would be different denominations. We would look for a certain denomination. We couldn't find it. We'd go, oh, that looks pretty interesting. Let's call them and see if their parking lot will support a 73-foot semi-truck, you know. And 9 times out of 10, because we were back out in the country somewhere, they'll go, oh, yeah, well, we know where that truck stop is, and we can give you directions to get right here. And guess what? We have a place across the street from the church where you can park your semi-truck.
Wonderful.
And 9 times out of 10... Mostly 10 times out of 10, it would be one of the best experiences ever. We didn't know them from Adam. They didn't know us from Adam. And literally, you know, you're from the West Coast, California, and you're way out there on the East Coast, and you're almost in literally some places in the East Coast, you can't understand what they're saying. They're speaking in English, but you cannot understand what they are saying. I'm not kidding. I can tell you a joke on, I mean, I've probably got a million truck driver stories, you know, where this goes about, trying to place yourself out there in some really unfamiliar area. But I would almost have to say 10 times out of 10, we would come back to our truck, and then we would be invited to coffee and donuts with these believers of the Lord in this church. It's like, well, where did this church come from? I don't know. It was in the phone book, you know? And then all of a sudden, we're being invited to coffee and donuts and friendly conversation. It was just totally, the miracles were happening all the time on the road. And that's because we love Jesus. That's what this is all about. It's not about us. It's about Jesus Christ, about spreading the word of Jesus Christ. So that's what this whole thing is about. And then we're hoping that people are going to listen, you know, and maybe for those out there that don't know Jesus, We're just hoping that they do get to know Jesus, because their whole life is going to change in such a positive way. And then after that, and hopefully we'll have time to talk about the eternal aspects of all this stuff too later, Tori. But for now, I want to let my wife say a few things here. But
yes, I just wanted to, you know, recap on that. You know, we've been driving on the road for a while, and there's a lot of good things about being a truck driver's wife. I mean, at first, some of you out there might be going, wow, that's kind of a bummer, being newly married and out on the road and not having friends and family around. But the Lord provided. And he provided, first of all, trucker stops are great places. And so they have movies, they have showers, they have all the comforts of home. And we, like I said earlier, we talked about our truck. We had a fabulous truck. And I forgot to mention that we had a 100-pound dog with us, Rowdy, which we missed, but he was with us. And we actually had two parakeets. And so the Lord made it a little bit more, you know, maybe girly friendly. You know, I'm sure Brian, you know, probably could have done without the birds. But one of the things I wanted to say about, one day I woke up and I said, you know, the Lord wants us to go to church. And when you're a truck driver, for a wife to say, we need to go to church, it's like, well, honey, you know, I have to do what the company says. And if they say I have to drive on Sunday, I can't say, well, I'm going to be going to church, so you're going to have to wait on that. And so I said, well, you know, I believe the Lord is telling us to go to church. And if he's telling me to do it, then somehow the schedule is going to work out without us demanding, because you can't really tell your employer when you're going to work. And this was just prior to us becoming owner operators, which you get a little bit more leeway when you're owner operator, but still, you still are out there to work. And the Lord worked it out so many times where Saturday we would get there to drop off our load. I didn't know what state we would be in, but when I would call with the churches to see if, to find out what their schedule is and where they're located, a lot of times I left answering machines and I would leave a number and they would call back. And it was a God thing that, you know, God said, you know, I want you to be in fellowship and in church, and then he would provide. But we never knew until literally hours before we were heading to church that we were going to be going to church that day. So that's like one of the things that I wanted to mention about how the presence of God is something that Brian and I really learned more so as truck drivers, more so maybe than if we were in a conventional where we do our 8-to-5 jobs. You know, our job, we could have the Lord with us at all times. We could talk about him at any time. We could share our faith, you know, over CB with other people that wanted to listen. And so it was definitely a faith builder.
Oh, yeah, I can attest to that. We had a We had a parakeet that decided it was going to take over Rowdy's job. We had a 90-pound Rottweiler. He was really a good guard dog. And I had a few people at some of my main terminal, Swift terminals, that they would come up to me and they'd try to do something with the window. And Rowdy would let them know, hey, you're getting too close. He'd bark at them. And then eventually when Rowdy would be tired, our little parakeet would take over. And we would take off to a restaurant and a truck stop and then come back. And then from a distance, we'd see people walking by our truck, and the parakeet was on the dash of the truck doing this, going, you know, like, but it was more like a bird little bark, but it was barking like Rowdy, like, like it took over Rowdy's job of, you better not get too close to this truck or I'm going to bite you with my beak. It was really the funniest thing ever. But there were so many different,
that's hilarious.
Yeah, there's so many different miracles that took place. I mean, even with, you know, like Savina, one time we're coming back from the East Coast to the West Coast, and I was tired. I had been working like a 14 or 15 hour day, and I was a little, I tell you the truth, I was a little grumpy that evening. I don't know why. And Savina we just bought a new laptop, and Savina didn't know how to do something, you know, and it was dark, it was late. I think it was like near New Mexico or somewhere, but it was off California time. And anytime you get off California time to East Coast time, you know, as a Californian, you know, when you get to the East Coast, you better get up earlier and you better be there earlier, because the guys that live on the East Coast are going to be, they're going to have all the parking spots at the truck stops. Everything's going to be full if you're going off your California time. And most of the time you're going off California time, but yet, but it really has to sink into your head. I'm in the East Coast now. I've got to think like an
East Coast.
I got to think like an East Coaster. I can't think like a West Coaster guy, you know? So you'd have to get up earlier. You'd have to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. You'd have to shut down by 5 o'clock on the East Coast, or you wouldn't find a place to park. So we were coming back, and I was kind of grumpy for some reason. I can't remember. Probably because I was working 15 hours.
Right, 15, 16 hours a day in multiple time zones.
Yeah. And then I'm going, hey, this, I was looking on, I had Savina look on the map, and I said, I think there's a truck stop coming up. And I had her look, and she said, yeah. And then she goes, well, I'm having a problem with my laptop. She goes, I think I'll pray about it, and then I'm going to pray if somebody will help me when we get to the truck stop, like that. And I'm going, oh, Savina, God's not going to answer that prayer. He doesn't care about some silly little laptop, and I'm kind of getting frustrated that God's not going to answer that prayer, right? So Savina goes, I don't care. I'm praying about it anyway. So she prayed about it, right? And then and I start to pull in, thinking, oh, my God, this is never going to be answered. And so Savina gets on the radio, and she goes, hey, is there anybody in there that knows about laptop computers? About, I can't remember the situation at hand, but she said, I need to get into this menu and blah, 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 blah. And right away, this female answers. As I'm kind of getting off the road, pulling, going towards a truck stop, this female answers and goes, yeah. She goes, I can help you. And she goes, okay, great. As soon as we get in and find a parking spot, I'll contact you again. And we'll get together, and then I'll, you know, you can help me with it. And I'm just shaking my head like, I can't believe this. So I go into the truck stop, and I go all circle all the way around the truck stop. And I come back around, and there's one really tiny, short, narrow place to park. And I'm thinking, thank you, Lord, I found a place to park. So as I'm backing in, thinking, oh, I'm so glad I can just rest my eyes and sleep now. And Serena's going, oh, I'm going to get my laptop fixed. I'm going, oh, great. You know, whatever, you know. And then I'm pulling in, as right as I pull in and stop, Serena gets back on the radio again. Hey, guess what? We just came in and we parked. And the gal on the radio goes, are you the red Swift truck that just pulled in? And we said, yes. And she goes, well, you're parked right next to us. So Savina hops out, takes two steps, and the gals are helping her with her laptop.
Just like they were waiting for you.
Just like they were waiting for us at this full, I mean, completely maxed out truck stop. And I mean, there's so many miracles that took place. I mean, we would need like 10 hours to go through all this stuff that happened.
Well, we've got another 30 minutes.
I've got one more story. I mean, there is so many stories, but...
Hold that story, because we're going to take another break, and we'll be right back with Brian and Savina Knapp, long-haul truckers, telling us their story about Jesus and all the wonderful things he's done.
Are you on the run and need your vehicle to be in top condition? Avoid unexpected breakdowns. Come see Lions Express Lube and Oil. Get peace of mind with fast, reliable services. Do you have a maintenance check light on? Lions Express Lube and Oil, locally owned for the last 26 years, can reset that light on most foreign and domestic vehicles and RVs. With all the pollen, mold, and mildew in the air coming into your vehicle, let us check your cabin filter. Yes, some vehicles have cabin filters, and we can clean up your air. Lions Express Lube and Oil at 5605 Almond Street in Paradise, on the corner of Birch and Almond. Our number is 872-8583. 872-8583. We love to see you.
Welcome back, listeners, to Christ Today. We are so grateful that you've tuned in with us. We've got Savina and Brian Knapp telling all their wonderful stories about trucking across the United States and how the Lord has used them many times. And really, I see Brian and Savina as disciples of Christ, going into areas where they really had no idea what was before them and how the Lord made the way. And according to your faith, be it done unto you, which would signify Savina's story with her laptop there about being able to park and pull up right next to it. Perfect timing of how the Lord works everything out. Savina, before we took to a break, you were about ready to tell a story. Go ahead.
Yeah, I have one story. One time, Brian and I were eating at a truck stop, and my husband just, for some reason, there was crowded restaurant, but for some reason, he stopped what he was doing, and he just got up, and he went toward this man, and I was sitting there watching him and thinking, what's going on? You know, what's so important? And so then when Brian came back, he had said, you know, I felt that God was tugging at my heart that I needed to go talk to this man that was sitting by himself. And I said, well, what happened? And he says, well, that trucker had just crashed his truck. And this was the second or third time that this had happened. And he was an older gentleman.
Can I interrupt for a second? It was his brand new truck, a brand new truck he just bought a week ago.
Wow.
And so he was very discouraged. But Brian, you know, and which I believe it was the presence of the Lord. You know, my husband, you know, many times God, you know, uses us and allows us to bless others. But that's one of my favorite trucking stories is just how, you know, truckers are out there, you know, working really hard. And this man had crashed his truck. And Brian was able to respond to him. And I just think that's how God is with us, that, you know, when we think that we're all alone, no one's there to care for us. And this man hadn't even called his wife yet to tell him about the crushed truck. And Brian was able to be a listening ear. But also, I think the man also, I think, was stunned that, you know, Brian, you know, stopped what he was doing to come over and to care for him. So that's just one of many, many stories that I'd like to share. But
I have a friend that was a trucker, and one of the things that he taught me, and a lot of four-wheelers, vehicles that are just out there on the road, don't think about how hard it is to drive an 18-wheeler. That is an art, to be able to get them in the tiny places that you get them in. And ever since hanging out with my friend who was a truck driver, it gave me a whole new perspective on truck drivers and to really back off, give them the right of way, and just be respectful out there on the road would be so helpful. And it would cut down on a lot of accidents. Sometimes you're just not able to stop in such a short amount of time. But if the other drivers on the road and motorcycles and just give that little leeway and respect for the truckers, I think it'll really help out.
Yeah, that's right. That's totally true, Tori, because when your truck's at 80,000 pounds, a lot of people don't realize that
you're not turning on a dime.
No, and when they pass you and zoom back in front of your truck and then traffic stops up ahead, mm-hmm. Well, they don't realize that they're right in front of a truck at 80,000 pounds, and that truck cannot stop
right
very fast. So they literally put their own lives in danger when they do that. And unfortunately, a lot of professional drivers, they don't really care for the four-wheeler cars because they're the professional, and the four-wheel driver car people are just out on the road going on a vacation or something. So they don't have a lot of respect. Like when my first year and a half with Swift, they had put over the Qualcomm computer that there had been three Swift trucks that were at 80,000 pounds capacity. So they're trying to get the message out that weren't able to stop, cars pulled in front of them and slammed on their brakes. And there was like six or seven fatalities out of that. Wow. That seven people had died because they cut in front of a semi and put their brakes on. It's just a bad thing to do. Any drivers out there that are listening, we hope that you give drivers plenty of distance when you pull in front of a semi-truck. They need lots of distance to stop.
There is a lot of miracles that you guys got to witness from being out on the road. Tell us about some of the great things the Lord did.
Like I said, there were so many miracles that took place. I can remember, I'll try to be quick because I know our time is limited. Maybe some other time we can come back on the show and talk about this stuff more. We could probably talk for a whole year about our stuff that really happened on the road. But anyhow, I was coming back, I was driving back to the West Coast, and I was able to get on the CB radio. I was on 17. A lot of truckers, they use 17. And then I just decided, hey, I'm just going to say, tell people. So I was quoting some stuff. I'm paraphrasing some of the stuff, but I was quoting some stuff from Genesis. And then I just said that, God is great. It's a great, beautiful day. And isn't it great that all men are created in God's image? And I go, that's in Genesis. And then I went on to say that, and it's so great to know that we know Jesus personally, because God sent his son into this world not to condemn the world, but through him and by him that all people can be saved. And it's really so simplistic. And for us, for Savine and I, it was very simplistic because she had been a Christian for like 20, 23 years or 25 years of born again. And I had been probably a Christian, I want to say, for like 15 years, 16 years, around in there. And right away, what really astonished me, not that I'm trying to boast within myself, but it was really kind of weird, because this old guy got on the radio, or somebody right away told me to keep my mouth shut, because that happens a lot. And I said, well, if anybody else wants to listen, I can go to a different channel. And right away, somebody piped up and said, no, I don't want him to go to a different channel, because I've never heard anybody talk like this before. And then I'm going, I go, okay, driver, I go, why don't we go to channel 21? But I wasn't amazed about what I was saying, because I'm just trying to project the love of Jesus Christ. Has nothing to do with me. But really, what really shocked me was this guy sounded like he was about 50 years old. He didn't sound like a teenager. He sounded like he was an old farmer from the East Coast that could barely talk English. And he was just like amazed. And he goes, I haven't heard anybody talk like this before. And then I was able to go to 21 and share with him that about what type of Bible to read and what he should start in. I thought he should start in with the Gospel of John. Sure. Read through the Gospel of John and get yourself a new King James version of the Bible. And I said, you need to learn it on your own first. I go, because you don't want to be deceived. Don't want to be deceived by others out there, because there's a lot of deception. So you want to go buy yourself a good, reputable Bible. I prefer New King James Version, and start reading through the Gospel of John and that and stuff. But, like, again, what really amazed me the most was this guy sounded like he was 55 years old, and he's saying he's never heard anybody talk about Jesus before. That really blew me. It blew me away. Wow.
Yeah, here in the United States, and still hadn't heard Jesus.
That's right.
And there's another story. I don't know if you remember our friend Johnny that we met. But, one of the things about being a truck driver is that you don't have the luxury of being able to go to church every week, unless, of course, the Lord tells you to go, and then he opens the door. But I remember one time that Brian was thinking about tithing. And tithing is, you give a percentage of your income to the church to help others, and it's for God's glory. And but Brian was still like asking the Lord about it, and so we end up going to a trucker stop. We meet this guy named Johnny, and he starts talking to Brian about tithing. And Brian didn't ask him, what do you think about tithing? But this guy had a testimony, and he said, I believe in tithing. And Brian goes, really? Why do you believe in tithing? He says, well, I didn't always believe in tithing, but my mother-in-law said that we need to give. And he goes, but I'm out of work, and I've been out of work for a couple months, and it just doesn't make sense to me. I have children. I have a mortgage. I got things to do, and I don't do it. But for some reason, I decided to go ahead and do it, to tithe some money because I felt like I should do it. And he said, after I did the tithing, he said, I got a job. He said, a roof that I needed to be fixed got fixed. People came and helped me with it. And he goes, ever since then, I believe in tithing. He goes, because I saw a direct link that I did something that didn't seem like I should do it, but I did it. And then these blessings just came to me. And so, but all this happened one particular morning that we were stopping.
It was the very next morning after we were talking about tithing. And then we had gone to a Bible study, and we met this guy. And he was built like Samson. I mean, this guy, he was about 6'4", you know, 250 pounds. You know, he looked
Samson
like...
Samson was actually 5'8 and 1.50.
Oh, I know, but...
What you would project Samson to
he was this huge guy where you didn't want to look away. You didn't want to look away from him. And he goes, he was like... Are you having some problems with tithing like that? And he looked right into my eyes like, you better not be telling me any other thing other than what I'm thinking. And I'm going, actually, we were just talking about it. And that's when he went into this whole, this whole spiel about what we were talking about the night before, you know, at this Bible study. We didn't know, I can't even remember what truck stop we were in, but it was like one of those things where you're way out in nowhere. And it was like, I want to say it was like 11 o'clock in the morning where we had some time and mostly all the other trucks are gone. So you're going, is anybody going to be at this Bible study? But there was somebody there to make sure I was looking at him, and he was going to like correct me on a whole bunch of stuff. And he did. He did. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that was our first time, because there is trucker churches, you know, where that's specifically for truckers to come in. And that was our first experience. We had earlier had gone to actually literally churches across America, but this was actually a trucker's Bible study. And we met in actually a truck, and that's where we got to meet Johnny. But I just remember just how the presence of God, you know, is always with you when you're a believer. And I think that's one of the things I love about being a Christian, is that I'm never alone and I always have a helper. You know, God does provide. When, you know, I don't know if people hear that. God does provide. He does. And he shows up all the time. And so I just can't say enough about the Lord.
Yeah, this other faith-building thing that happened to me is like even though we had no TomTom and everything else, I was real stickler about not missing my turn. And, where I was supposed to turn, especially, like I said, again, when you go to the East Coast, you don't want to be around down some country road where you can't turn around, and then you could be going down that road for a whole hour, burning up your fuel, just trying to find a place to turn around. And then let's say it takes you 60 miles to turn around, then you have to come back 60 miles. So that's 2 hours in your day wasted because you made a wrong turn on the East Coast. You don't. That's every truck driver's nightmare, is that. So you don't want to do that. So I was real stickler about my turns.
And that reminds me of, remember when we were in Seattle?
Hold that thought. We're up against a break, and we'll come back for our last 15 minutes. Listeners, you're listening to Christ Today on KKXX Radio, 930 AM and 104.5 FM.
Here at Sycamore Glen, we actually like to think of ourselves as a senior resort.
Every day is just like home. It is home. I love it here.
We encourage people to come down and visit us and to take a tour, to look around, to have lunch on us or dinner on us and experience Sycamore Glen. Not the lifestyle you need, but the lifestyle you've earned.
That's Sycamore Glen. For more information, call 894-0384.
Welcome back, listeners, to Christ Today with Brian and Savina Knapp. Brian, you were just about to tell us about making those big turns.
Okay, yeah. Well, as a professional driver, you have to know where you can turn and where you can't make a turn. And the last thing you want to do is make a wrong turn. So that was one of my big sticklers. And, towards the end of my career with Swift Transportation, they have a terminal on I-5. And I would always know where the turn was. I mean, that was one of my big sticklers. So, but anyhow, there's many, 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 many stories to tell, but this is one of my big ones that I've always been really a little perplexed by, but I indeed thought the Lord had stepped in, because I want to say approximately 15 miles from my turnoff, and then I would have been at my home terminal, and then on my way home, and this was in my own truck with my paying for my own fuel, somebody Well, I got on the radio and was talking about Jesus again, and somebody had asked me, I think it was somebody that was running the I-5 all the time, asked me, he goes, what do you think about the turn of the 2000, you know, just going to be the end of the world and you know, mayhem in the world, and everybody was buying
stocking up water
generators for their houses and this and that and that
Y2K.
And this. Yeah, Y2K. And I said, no, I don't believe this will be it, because God says that nobody knows the day or the hour.
That's
nobody
right,
knows
right.
the day or the hour. So that is a specific day, and it's a specific time on the second. God says nobody knows that time. Nobody does.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't believe it'll be the end. Of course, you know, it wasn't.
That was 15 years ago.
Yeah, that was 15 years ago. And so then I just started talking. This guy was asking me some more questions, and I was talking to him about God, about the Lord. And then after that, I just remember I was talking to him, and I just remember kind of saying, all I could remember after that was, okay, driver, you have a blessed, safe one out there. And I hooked my mic up, okay? By the time I hooked my mic up, I was in Redding, California. So I missed my turn. I had passed my turn, went by it, went up the I-5 for another whole hour on my own time and my own fuel. And all I can remember about the whole thing is when I put my mic back down on the receiver to hang it up, and I said, okay, driver, you have a blessed one. You have a good, safe day. Because that was important to say, have a safe day, because we knew how dangerous it is as a truck driver out there. If I definitely know how dangerous it is as a truck driver. So I told him, have a safe one. I put my mic down, and I'm looking around, and I'm going, wow, I'm in Redding. You know, I missed my turn by a whole hour, and I don't even know how I got here. And I was vexed about that one, because I didn't know if I was speaking in tongues, if God was driving the truck, or what was going on. So immediately I go, this is going to cost me $100 in fuel, you know, and because you're always thinking about fuel as a
right.
truck driver.
Fuel is money,
so
yeah.
Immediately I found my next off ramp and turned around to go back, right? But I was really, you know, after that, I was like, wow, this had to be the Lord working, because it wasn't me. It was not me.
And I can definitely say it was the Lord, too, because Brian, normally this would be something that would cause him to feel a lot of stress. And he said, you know what? It was worth it. I felt that God and this other trucker and we were all in a conversation together. And I just feel the Holy Spirit in me. And you know, to have the Holy Spirit in your spirit. And then you're doing the Lord's work, there's a blessing in it. And Brian totally just soaked it in. He just said, you know, Lord, if you needed me to talk to this guy, I'm perfectly okay with it. I'm not going to stress out about that I'm in Redding and I'm not in Willows.
Yeah.
Now, during your travels and in Brian's life, you've also had and witnessed and been a part of some healings. And Brian, even in your own body, mm-hmm. you've had healing. Tell us what the Lord has done and what he's done for your friends.
Oh, a lot of instant healings. I mean, like just immediate healings after prayer of people that had, like one of my wife's friends, she had a severe migraine for like 3 days. And we had gone to a Bible study. Mm-hmm. And she was in real dire pain from it. And she's going, you know, I'm really suffering here. I mean, really bad. So there was about 15 of us. So we all get gathered in a circle and started praying for Savina's friend, Kay. And I say we probably prayed for about 5 minutes, all of us together, maybe 5 or 6 minutes. And then after we were done praying, Kay looked up and she said, it's gone. My migraine headache, it's
praise
gone.
The Lord.
It's completely gone. Mm-hmm. And we were like, whoo, awesome. You know, this is great, you know. And I've had personal healings. I've been blessed by the Holy Spirit for maybe an hour, 45 minutes. That's you know, I feel blessed when I pray. Most of the time, as far as the Holy Spirit interceding, with me. And that doesn't happen all the time, but I believe it happens more so when we're walking closer with Jesus. And to feel the Holy Spirit in your body is just an awesome, awesome feeling. And then I want to say you've been healed a few times instantly. Just recently, my wife's been healed from body pain just through prayer. And then one, I've had bad, as a truck driver, I've had real bad back problems and sciatica problems. And I have a truck driver's back is what they call it. And anyway, we were at another Bible study, and I had really bad sciatica problems. And this other gentleman that was there said, put your legs together. So I put my legs together, and then he grabbed my feet, and he says, okay, now straighten your feet out, and I'm going to help you touch your feet and straighten them together. And I did, and he started praying for my sciatica problem. And then right after he got done, I felt instant relief, and I was able to hop up out of the chair, and it was gone right after he got through praying for me. So, I mean, just all the miracles of God. And one other thing I'd like to stress is that another person had asked me, well, you know, we're talking about faith and faith building and all this stuff. He'd asked me, well, what was one of the main reasons, Brian, that or one of the main reasons in your life today why you're a believer of Jesus Christ? And I said, well, that's simple because, you know, when you're a believer of Christ, there's that eternal aspect of it too, because you have eternal. There's a mansion waiting for us with the Lord, and it's eternal. It's forever. And once you're there, there'll be no more sorrow, no more pain, no more crying. I go, we have this post-hope, you know. It's a post-hope in the end when we're either pre-tribbed or we go with the Lord, when the Lord decides to take us, we're going to have this eternal life with him. And I told him, I go, why would you want to go? I said, why would anybody want to go through life and go through a lot of the hardships in life of disappointment, crying, loneliness, sorrow? And then in the end, once, let's say you die in a car accident or you just get cancer or some sickness and you die and you die at a younger age. You'll say you die at 50 or age 45 or whatever. What if you die at age 75 and you haven't received the Lord and you don't believe in Jesus Christ? Where are you going to go at that point in time? Do you know there's a place for you? Is there a certain place you're going to go in the end? A place of victory? A place of hope? A place of love? Or are you going to go back to dirt? You know, what are you going to do? You're going to go through all the hardships of life and then go back to dirt where there's no reward? I highly suggest that nobody does that. That nobody chooses to go back to dirt. What we want to have is that eternal hope through Jesus Christ. And right. It's real easy.
Perfect, yeah. Lead us right into that prayer. We're almost out of time. You're doing great.
Yes, it's real easy to, you know, accept Jesus Christ. All you have to do is maybe be with another person of faith. You don't necessarily have to be with another person of faith, but all you have to do is sincerely pray that you believe that God, that Jesus Christ came in the flesh, and that you believe he came as an advocate of God, of God's Son, and that you want Jesus Christ to come into your life. You want him to, you know, of course, he's always going to be there to accept you, but that you just have to be able to accept him. And it's a real easy thing to do. And then everything in your past is completely washed away and erased. And everything in your future is forgiven for. There's no condemnation at all in those who believe in Christ Jesus. That's in Romans 8. So once you accept Jesus, you're a new creator, and I urge everybody to do it right now, if they can, or call a Christian friend that they know and get together with them and give yourselves to Christ right now, today, and don't delay. And God bless all you people out there.
Yes,
thank
God bless
you, Brian and Savina, for coming on Christ Today, where you have real testimonies of real people. If you would like to write us at Christ Today, please do so at KKXX Radio, 1363 Longfellow Avenue, Chico, California, 95926. Feel free to call us at 530-894-7325. And if you need prayer, call me on my cell phone, 530-864-1111. We'll see you next week.